Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. What an awesome day it is here in Fort Worth, Texas. And today we're talking about health care. Huge issue for small business owners. I was on Twitter earlier today and tweeted our show with U.S. Health Advisors. And Ms. Faith Watson is our guest for today. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning, Janice. Thank you so much for having me on. It's such an honor.
Well, it is an honor, absolutely. You know, healthcare is a huge issue for small business owners. I was just listening to a program this morning, and it turns out that McDonald's is moving forward with offering benefits for their employees, as well as raising their medium income from like $7.15 an hour to $9.01 an hour. They're giving them a raise, across the board raise. How about that?
That is great. Finally, somebody's stepping up to the plate, right?
Exactly. And you know, we know that McDonald's is a brand. It's been around for years, but now their employees. This is their corporate stores, not their franchises. But their corporate stores are offering a bit of a wage increase for their employees. And that opens the door for more money in their pocket and therefore more money to do what? Take care of health care, right?
Exactly. And health care is so important. And also, too, to the small business owner who really doesn't have too many options, and that's where I come in because I can assist them.
Absolutely. Faith, talk to us a little bit about U.S. Health Advisors before we learn about you.
Okay. U.S. Health Advisors is not a part of the Affordable Care Act, which is extremely huge. U.S. Health Advisors is also counts towards your taxes, so you will not pay a penalty, you know, for having U.S. Health Advisors as your private insurance. We still underwrite. We're one of the few companies that still underwrite out there, and that's what separates us in rates and premiums from the Affordable Care Act, where they have to take everybody.
I see. And so you're a little bit different, right?
We are a little bit different, yes.
And you're nationwide.
We are nationwide. We are in all 50 states.
Now, does that mean, Faith, that you can take a client in California as an example?
Me personally, I'm licensed in the state of Texas, so any part
okay.
in the state of Texas I can do, but I can always refer somebody in the state of California.
I see. So there's a specific license for
Correct,
specific
per
states.
State.
To write,
mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, great. Well, let's learn about you. You're from Florida, right?
I am from sunny South Florida. Yes, I am.
South Florida.
I love South Florida, right. I moved from 25 minutes west of the Fort Lauderdale Beach. So the big thing for me here that I miss the most, besides my family, because my family's all out there, is the water.
I know. Well, what made you come to Texas?
I came out to Texas for work. My previous background is in retail management, and I had an opportunity to come out here and be in the great state of Texas. So here I am, no longer in the retail end of it, but I am loving what I'm doing now because I get to help more people, and that's what's huge for me.
And that is a secret, I think, you know, doing what you can do for small business. And whether you knew this or not, when you came here, there are people to the tune of about 10,000 per month moving to the state of Texas and, more importantly, North Texas. They're building homes here like nobody's business. And
that's
good for
me,
and that's good for you.
Yeah, it's very good, and it's very good for everybody, because the more people that come in, the more that people will be able to help out in their, you know, respective cities and counties and create income, and so everybody can get a piece of the pie.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about customer service for a minute. You know, one thing I know about you, Faith, is that you are really dead on, right on, when it comes to doing the best that you know how to do for your client base. How do you do that?
You know, respect is the first thing. You know, I respect everybody that I talk to. I like to treat everybody like I want to be treated. And in the end, I want to make sure that I myself personally can do anything possible and everything possible for my clients within the guidelines that I have. At the end of the night, I have a bigger power that I got to answer to. And I like to go to bed at night knowing that I've done everything I can so I can get a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. And you've got an entrepreneurial spirit. Where did that spirit come from?
You know, my father. You know, it's so funny because my father's background is retail. And when he retired, he was trying to do everything he possibly can in different things so that he could still create income, because he did not want to sit down and do nothing. For me to be entrepreneurial, I love setting my own hours, which is really huge for me. What keeps me going is my God. Every day when you are self-employed, to get up out of bed every morning and to get out there and make phone calls, talk to people, because there's days that I would rather just stay in bed, but I'm like, you know what, somebody out there needs me, and I need to be able to serve them the best way I possibly can.
Absolutely, and you know, although that, you know, we're both entrepreneurs at heart, it's tough when you're a woman, because you've got many, many hats that you're wearing and many balls that you're juggling. I had the conversation yesterday with a friend of mine up in Plano, and we all as women wear many hats. How do you balance that, Faith?
You know, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, 1 minute, you know, I am single right now, but when I had, you know, when I was, you know, dating with my boyfriend, you know, make time for him, which was very important. You know, make time for my family, you know, via telephone calls or Skype, make time for my friends. It is difficult, because if you don't make a point and say, hey, I'm stopping this at this time and I'm going to spend this time with this person, you can let work overbalance you, and that can become very difficult. So there's just a given point where I say, okay, this is it for the day. This is all that I'm doing. I resume again in the morning, and I'm taking my time and my focus on my friends, on my dog, on my boyfriend, et cetera, that type of thing.
We'll be right back with Faith Watson of U.S. Health Advisors. Faith, why don't you go ahead and give us your contact information, and we'll be right back.
All right. My telephone number you can reach me directly is 817-881-5911. Again, my direct line is 817-881-5911.
And that is throughout the state of Texas. We're here with Faith Watson. We'll be right back. Don't go away. back of Faith Watson of U.S. Health Advisors. You know, the Voice of Small Business has been on the air since 2008. That's 7 years. And during that time, we have interviewed many small business owners and professionals. It's Radio Main Street. What can we do today to help any small business owner or professional in their business? Now, Faith, that being said, who is your target market?
My target market is anybody who has had issues with going through the Affordable Care Act. Small businesses, 50 and under. I can also assist a sole proprietor. Anybody who has a question on their health care and if they need help reviewing that. Because I'll sit down with you and see if that plan that you have works for you, see what we have, will that work for you, and make sure that you're educated, that you make the right decision for yourself for the best possible health care you can possibly have. My biggest thing, you just never know when life's small, accidents, incidents happen.
Now, you've got a story to tell, correct?
I do. I do. For me, and why I'm so passionate in making sure that people understand their health care and what they have, I actually had an accident about a year and a half ago, which actually took me out of the retail game because I wasn't able to stand, I wasn't able to merchandise, I wasn't able to do the daily functions of a retail manager. So I needed to turn around to reinvent myself. And what better way to turn around to reinvent myself and making lemonade out of lemons, like they say, is to find something with what happened to me where somebody else does not have to go through this experience of not being able to have income, not to be able to have your medical expenses taken care of. It's so important. People just don't realize because the mentality is, oh, it will never happen to me. And then what happens? It happens to them, and it can be earth-shattering. So that's why it's so important to me that I can sit down and educate somebody to let them know, hey, look, you're not – I was in the same boat. I don't want you to be in that situation where the bills keep coming in because they really don't care that you're sick and there's nothing you can do about it.
It sounds like your skills and strengths, Faith, are a good fit for what you do. It sounds like you have passion to help people.
I do. I really want to help people because, you know, like I said, the bills come in, they don't care. I have done a few different things to try to figure out what it is that I'm passionate about. And I really feel, unfortunately, that I did have to go through this slip and fall, that I had this accident to come around to be into health. Now I really feel that this is where my passion is and where I can help people. And it's taken God to say, okay, here you go. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You need to be out there helping people, serving, and taking care.
Thank you. The Voice of Small Business has been on the Blog Talk Radio since 2008. Radio Main Street. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You know, back in 2006, Blog Talk Radio launched its platform. And back then, we thought that this was just a fad. Oh, web-based radio will not be around. Again, here we are 7 years later or more, almost 10 years later, and it's the hottest thing really since sliced bread. It's affordable, and it's nationwide. So follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, thevoiceofsmallbusiness.com. Again, we're here with some of U.S. Health Advisors. You can find her on Twitter. We tweeted her this morning, her show. and we'll tweet her again after we produce it. But what's your concept, what is your thought on what's happening in the healthcare industry today? And who is your target market? What who can you serve?
My thoughts on the healthcare today, you know, I really don't like what has happened right now with everybody having to be forced to have healthcare. I think it's necessary for everybody to have healthcare because of life little, you know, mishaps you just didn't know, or life's big mishaps. I think the way that they did it on some certain things on the Affordable Care Act, where people have to pay for things that they don't necessarily need, that's where we come in, which is incredible because we do not base off of income. We base off of your health, which is more important. Not only that, my target market, anybody, small businesses, 50 and under, to a single sole proprietor. What I love about U.S. Health Advisors is the same premium that I can give to a group is the same premium that I can give to that same person I talk to in a group sitting at their dining table. So which is incredible. A lot of places, a lot of companies don't do that. If you're in a group, you get a better rate. With us, because we are already a group, you are automatically going to get that better premium.
Awesome. I love that idea. Well, what about pre-existing conditions? Does that matter?
It does matter. Pre-existing conditions does matter. It does some pre-existing conditions, depending on what it is, we may be able to be overlooked, like somebody who may have high blood pressure. With that, with, you know, proper medication and the person's taking the medication, that may be something. Again, everything is subject to underwriting. We also do have another plan that is a guaranteed issue, too, as well, for some of the people that may have some pre-existing conditions that may not be able to be underwritten under our other plan.
So you do have some guaranteed plans. Are they more expensive?
You know, they're moderately priced, considering the fact if you took a look at the Affordable Care Act, which in my opinion is not so affordable, and just be careful with the subsidies. So I'm really not sure what's going to be happening with that. They just took a vote. But so, you know, if anybody has any questions, please contact me and I can go over them, you know, on a personal basis and one-on-one that way.
Now, you and I were talking yesterday, Faith, and you mentioned two things to me I did not know. One is that you can write your plans 24/7, 365.
We are not a part of the Affordable Care Act. We can write business all year long. So somebody who missed the boat for signing up for the Affordable Care Act, you know, we can still write you.
Does it still affect their income tax?
Yes, it does. In the state of Texas, it does count as private insurance with your taxes, so you will not get penalized for the months that you actually do have your health insurance with us.
I see. Now, we talked also yesterday about the fact that you have minimums, correct? What are your minimums?
The minimums that we have is one. In a small business, so we can take you as a sole proprietor. So that works out very good.
Awesome.
I know, that's fantastic, because a lot of places, a lot of different companies will not even talk to somebody that's under 10. And I will take care of you hand and foot under 10. Not only that, I'm not just an insurance agent out there just to say, okay, here we go, I'm going to take your business and you don't hear from me. If you have any questions on your policy, if you need assistance when it's time, if you've got to have a surgery and you're not sure what to do, I can help direct you.
So you could essentially write business today?
Yes.
And give that phone number again. It is?
My telephone number direct to me is 817-881-8000. 8177-5911. And the number one more time is 817-5911.
And you can also reach the Voice of Small Business, 214-548-2584. Again, 214-548-2584. And send us your questions. We'll answer them on the air. Not live, but on the air. We'll be right back with Faith Watson of U.S. Health Advisors. Don't go in. We're back. This is Janice Montgomery Albo Kystrauser, the Voice of Small Business, Radio Main Street. Been on since 2008. It's been a glorious time. We are interviewing today Faith Watson of U.S. Health Advisors, and we're talking about the difference, her passion. We're talking about the company. We've not talked about the products yet. So, Faith, let's just discuss your products briefly.
We have a few different products, and the best thing to do on these, we have one that's called our Premier Choice that's along with our Premier Med, and that product actually is one that is underwritten, and again, that's on an individual case. We also have one that's called our Secure Access, and that actually is a guaranteed issue policy too as well. And again, to sit down to see what part of that policy works for you, what level, again, would be based on personal needs.
Great. Now, you have three products, just two. Tell us again.
We also have another product too as well. I actually really don't work that one as much, so at this point I'm really not as well versed on that one. So on that particular, on the third one, I really don't talk about that much.
Okay, so but there are three products, and I'm sure you have staff or colleagues that do work in the third product, correct?
Correct. And if there's any questions or anything on something that I am not sure about or that I don't know, I will just give them a call. Our home office is fantastic. I can call them and ask them any questions, too, as well. So the support is amazing.
And now you have, speaking of home offices, you have three in the area?
There's three offices in our area. Right now there's one in Hearst, there's one in Dallas, and we're getting ready to open up in DeSoto.
Absolutely. And do you are you available at which office?
I'm available at the Dallas office, but my car is mobile, and I can actually go anywhere.
Great, great. Now, Faith, is there a particular industry that you're focused on right now?
You know, I don't really focus on a specific industry because everybody needs health care and everybody needs coverage. So, I would love to speak to anybody who is not sure what they have or want to sit down and take a look at their policy. I also would like to speak to anybody else that, you know, doesn't have their health insurance and is not sure where they should go or what they should do. And I could sit down with them and give them their options and to see if that works for them. But specifically in industry, no. Because everybody needs health insurance.
So you are looking for any type of referral. What would be a good referral for you today?
A good referral for me is anybody who does not have health insurance, who is confused by the whole entire Affordable Care Act and what they need to do to have insurance and to avoid penalties on their taxes. Again, I can't advise on the taxes, but I can advise you on the health care.
Now, on that note, on the health care, let's talk about talk about Medicare and Medicaid. Can you talk about that, or would you rather wait until next week? Because you will be back next week, right?
Right. I'll be back next week. Medicare and Medicaid is actually something that I don't work with, but I do have people that do work with that, and I can refer that out.
Okay, great, great. Faith Watson, U.S. Health Advisors, will be right back. Do not go away with their final thoughts. Back, the voice of small business, the competitive edge, with Faith Watson of U.S. Health Advisors. Faith, any final thoughts for the show this morning?
Yes, Janice, thank you so much for having me as a guest on your show. I really appreciate it, and it's definitely an honor. And please, everybody, please take a look at what you have on your health plans. It's so important because you just never know. And if you're not sure, please contact me, and I will let you know what you have if it works for you and just educate you. And then this way you will know if you're on the right plan and that works for you.
Great. Thank you, Faith Watson, U.S. Health Advisors. And this is the Voice of Small Business, the Competitive Edge. And we'll be back next week with our second installment on U.S. Health Advisors with Faith Watson. Thank you. Take care and goodbye for now.